The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hopefully it won't be a turkey-free Christmas for some this year, with those confirmed reports of bird flu in turkey flocks in County Monaghan. What impact will it have on producers? Where does the strain of bird flu actually originate, and what's been done to contain it? I'm joined by Nigel Sweetman, Chair of the Irish Farmers Association's Poultry Committee, and also by the Head of Communications and Development at Birdwatch Ireland, Niall Hatch. Good morning and welcome to you both. Niall, first of all, where does this particular strain come from?
Well, bird flu, it's a very virulent virus, and different strains and varieties do rise from time to time. It seems that the origins of almost all of these are in Asian poultry farms, actually, very large duck and goose farms, where millions of birds are kept in close proximity. Very often, unfortunately, there's very poor biosecurity, meaning that either those birds can mingle with wild birds, or there's runoff in terms of excrement and so on that may go into the rivers and other waterways. And this can then infect flocks of wild migratory birds, then fly back into Siberia. And from there, it can spread along the flight lines of these migratory birds. We also know that very often these new strains are often transported through parts of Asia on road and rail networks too. So trade plays a role in there too. But then, of course, once it gets into the wild bird populations, it becomes much harder to control and to predict how it will behave. And this strain, unfortunately, seems to be particularly virulent at the moment. So the impact on wild birds has already been very
so it starts in the poultry farms, and then it's because of lack of biosecurity in China. Ultimately, it ends up causing a problem in County Monaghan. And Nigel Sweetman, Chair of the IFA Poultry Committee, how concerned are your members?
Oh, we've been on high alert on the 1st of November that we called for a housing order to keep wild birds away from domesticated birds. I suppose the problem was exacerbated there with all the heavy rainfall that we've had lately. It's created new lakes and ponds, bringing the wild birds in a closer proximity. But it's been a danger here in the south of Ireland since back in July, when we've seen dead gannets washed up on shore. So we've been living, it's causing a major mental stress on top of an already sector that's struggling with the economics of production of poultry.
Yeah. What about the danger of this getting into the human food chain?
We'd be very quick to point out that there's zero danger of this entering the food chain, because the strict controls that are in place. You might have seen that the Department of Agriculture has put a 3-kilometre zone around the infected site, and any poultry moving in and out of this area will be highly regulated, removed by permits and pre-inspections, so that we'd be very confident that there's zero... We'd emphasise that there's zero range to risk to the consumer. But what we would really stress here is the financial and the mental pressure that this is putting on farmers.
Okay, but at the moment, one farm isolated and an exclusion zone surrounding that farm. The difficulty of people bringing in, you know, something contaminated on their wellies, or a dog, for example, finding a dead bird, and you know, through various transfers, that making its way into a turkey farm.
Yeah, well, we've been advising our members to take simple measures. There's a complete change of clothing and footwear before entering a house. Additional measures we've asked people to do is to daily power hose the concrete aprons in front of the doors to minimise the risk. I suppose the one area where we probably do see it is feed lorries and deliveries coming to farms, or maybe taking in bedding with this inclement weather. We have to top up bedding and hoses. That's the sort of area where we're seeing the dangers, because there's units where there's showering in and showering out hasn't stopped to getting into hoses.
All right, Nigel, thank you very much. Nigel Sweetman, Chair of the IFA Poultry Committee. And Niall Hatch, finally, anything that can be done about this internationally? I mean, is there a case for vaccinating domestic birds?
Well, certainly, I'm no expert when it comes to poultry. I know certainly when it comes to wild birds, obviously vaccination wouldn't work there. I do think we need to look more at the sanitation and biosecurity of some of these massive Asian poultry farms. I want to stress that the Irish poultry farms haven't been a problem or responsible for this in any way. It's in other countries. But we've seen, in the last few years, the problems with biosecurity in parts of Asia, and the risks that this poses in terms of viruses that can infect wild animals and indeed humans. So I think that, you know, that needs to be looked at long and hard. And I think a proper international reaction is needed here for this.
Niall Hatch, Head of Communications and Development at Birdwatch Ireland, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.